Hi guys, my name is Adeyinka Black and this is TLBS Podcast. Yes, today is another amazing episode of TLBS, and I am so glad that you guys are here today to listen to my beautiful voice. Okay, so enough of being a narcissist. So we're going to head straight into what we have to talk about today. And what we have to discuss today is something I believe it's really touchy for most people. And given the fact that classically our society has labeled vulnerability as weakness, and for me, as a small child, and I feel for most people, I was quite open and free, you know, sharing all of myself with others. But as I grew and matured, however, I learned that the world can be a very painful place. You know, I learned that not everyone was on your side, sadly, and not all situations are going to go your way. But over time, I also learned to protect myself. And this meant I had to build walls around my heart, convince myself that I never really loved the person who hurt me anyway, and became practiced, you know, in the art of denial. And I'm just here wondering if there are actually people who can relate to the struggle and some of this, you know, scenarios I'm painting, so that you can be on the same page that I am on right now, and just to drive that message home, you know, to everyone. And I feel like it's even worse. You know, you may have begun to believe that, you know, you are the cause of the hurtful scenario, and you started internalizing negative thoughts and feelings about yourself. And as you search for, you know, answers to this life hurts, you may even begin to believe that you're responsible for them. But it's one of the reasons why I feel that many of us have associated vulnerability with feelings of fear, uncertainty, or shame. And most times we've even been taught not to allow ourselves to appear vulnerable, especially for men in our society. You know, everybody's always pulling this hard guy stuff and shit like that. But with vulnerability, you should also note that it comes with the possibility of rejection or failure, which is very scary. And because of this, we may try to avoid being vulnerable as much as we can. And while being vulnerable is often, you know, thought of as a sign of weakness, I actually think is a very important part of our human existence. It's actually a deeply important part of our human existence. So when you think back to when you felt vulnerable, exposed, maybe you shuddered off. You felt embarrassed. However, when you think more about it, these were times you know, when you dared to put yourself out there emotionally. So I feel perhaps the idea of putting yourself out there emotionally does not carry much appeal to most people. Regardless of that, you know, I know so many people might have taken advantage of our vulnerability, but you need to understand that relationships and our ability to connect with other people as vital for a happy and fulfilling life. And there's so many scientific studies to test this. And I know for the loyal ones in this podcast, you will know that I don't just come up here to say stuff that isn't backed up with facts and some scientific results. And I did a couple of studies asking questions as to why vulnerability is important to the human psyche or to the human existence. And I saw a lot of things, and making it or proving to us that vulnerability is actually not as bad as we have painted it to be. You understand what I'm trying to say? And you may also personally be able to prove how enriching, you know, and nourishing these relationships can be. Yet there can be lots of resistance to being vulnerable and open, and opening up your heart and mind to connections. Okay, so I just want to put that out there and just make us understand that, you know, our society has just painted a narrative for us that's made us feel weak when we prove to be vulnerable. But if you actually look at it closer, you would understand that this is one thing that has been left in us that proves that we are human. And the more you choose to suppress it, the more of a robot you are, and the more you make yourself feel like you don't feel, and every human being feels, you know. So I know there are people who might want to actually get perspective on what vulnerability is, and so for me, I feel like vulnerability is uncertainty, vulnerability is risk, vulnerability is an emotional exposure. It's when you try something new, you leave your comfort zone, you put yourself in a situation where you may even lose control. It's more like, you know, that crazy rush of emotions you get when you first try out maybe yoga or something, or you don't even know what you're doing, but you just do it anyways. However, I feel like it would be negligent to avoid the truth that vulnerability is also the root of everything you crave. It's where love, belonging, joy, courage, empathy, and my personal favorite, creativity, all happens. That is where all of this, you know, amazing things happen. So when you feel vulnerable, remember that it's a natural part of growing and expanding, and you should not really neglect that feeling, because it's that part of you that the world should see. Because the hardest of guys of us, they cry. Think about it. The bad guys, they cry. Terrorists, they cry. People, they cry. Like, people are always at their lowest moments. And enough of making people feel like they're weak when they show that side of themselves, when they show vulnerability. Enough of the stereotype, enough of the backlash at men who are going through stuff, and you're telling them, aren't you supposed to be a man? Aren't you supposed to be a human being and have empathy? That's the question. You know, but I feel like with vulnerability, we build empathy. We can let down our walls, you know, understanding and sharing feelings are easier, and encouraging others to do the same. So in turn, we become more understanding, willing to forgive others, and, you know, we're willing to love and give love to others. That's one of the things vulnerability does for us. And I felt also that being vulnerable can help us to work through our emotions easier. Rather than just pushing them away, vulnerability fosters good emotional and mental health. And also, if you have noticed, one of the things I really advocate for is your emotional and mental health, and being able to recognize that certain things are not just worth, you know, that space as regards your mental health. And so vulnerability is one of those things that just improves your mental health if you try to explore the realms of it. I have a couple of friends, female friends now, who I always say they're the bad guys. They're always acting like hard guys, and I keep telling them, yo, sometimes try and be vulnerable. And I'm super grateful that now they're much more open to vulnerability, and in as much as they want to be that hard girl, I get to see that side of them where they're really open, they're vulnerable, and it makes me have so much empathy to their struggles. And it makes me come to a place where I do not take their experiences, their struggles, their exposures for granted, because I can feel the emotion they're trying to pass across to me. And vulnerability is also a sign of courage, because we become more resilient and brave when we embrace who we truly are and what we are feeling, you know. It's a sign of courage. And I got to read some books, and over the past couple of weeks and months, I've been reading some books, and not necessarily about vulnerability, but just checking out a couple of things. And I got to see that some of the most predominant traits of, you know, CEOs and world leaders is vulnerability. And I was super shocked that when I saw in those books that, you know, there was serious emphasis on, you know, being a leader who is vulnerable, and how much it makes your workspace and your team so inclusive in your plans, and how it can draw people together, how it can make people expressive of their ideas and all of those things. I saw how instrumental, and I, you know, looked deep down within myself, and I'm like, yo, if you ever intend to lead people, there are certain things you have to exhibit. One of them is vulnerability. If you want to get the best out of people, sometimes you just need to let people know that it's okay not to figure shit out. Some weeks back, I was speaking to the creative director of African Creatives and Cool, and I was telling him, yo, I don't understand what's going on. Like, I'm super tired and fed up because there are a couple of projects we're trying to run that didn't just work out the way we wanted it to work out, and I was super exhausted, and I felt like, yo, what exactly is going on? I was confused. And so many people might feel like, why would you exhibit that side of you as a leader? But if you show that side of vulnerability to people, people now start to feel like they're human. People now start to feel like it's okay to feel lost, because it's in that atmosphere that people get to rub minds together and just try to come up with a solution to make everyone stable. Vulnerability is one area everyone should explore. Now, I know that there are certain imbalances to vulnerability, but we're going to get to that. And lastly, I feel being vulnerable can help us foster, you know, better connections and relationships with others. It helps us find, you know, people who will accept us for who we truly are. And it's important to note that vulnerability is an inevitable part of our life. And instead of trying to fight it, we can embrace it, knowing that it will make our lives more full in the long run. And thinking about it, saying I love you to someone is vulnerable. And for me especially, I feel like years back, I couldn't just look at someone and tell the person I love you, because I'm like, yo, why would I say I love you, you know? And I feel like one of the things responsible is that we grew up with parents, we grew up with people who didn't validate that side of our humanity. We grew up with people, with parents who you tell, you can't even think of telling, you know, someone older than you, I love you, or something. Look at this scenario. Imagine your parents do something for you. You tell your parents thank you. This might not be your parents. You might have amazing parents, but I've experienced this. I tell my pop me thank you, and he's just like, bro, say you're welcome or say something. Like, do you understand? And because of that environment where, you know, we've not been used to that exposure of just showing emotions, we've had to place, you know, this stereotype on people that, you know, showing that side of you is just not it. But really, if you actually think about it, being vulnerable shows you're human, and everyone on earth right now is human. So if you're acting like you're not human, if you're acting like being vulnerable is being stupid, maybe you're actually being stupid. Sorry to whoever the person is, but you know, we need to change that narrative. And like I said, saying I love you to someone is vulnerable. And there's this babe I like. She knows I like her so much. And sometimes, because the kind of person I am, I'm very direct with my feelings, and I'm not, you know, particularly shy to tell you how I feel. She knows I definitely like her. And sometimes it's always so hard to get to that point where you're like, I love you. I'm like, bro. But as I got to grow in the relationship, it was much more easier to express that side of me, to say I love you, because that was the emotion required for that moment and every other moment we would have. Because why would you love someone and not say you love the person, or because you want to seem like a hard guy? You do hard guy, you gotta miss the person God has planned for you. Just pity you, many people are catching your father's house. So like, be vulnerable, you know, and just express yourself. I feel like trying something new is vulnerable, even though it might be nerve-cracking also. You know, sharing a difficult experience or struggle you've had with someone is also vulnerability. It can be scary, but I know, just explore it. And while we initially may want to avoid all of these things, they can actually be extremely rewarding to go through with. Ultimately, I feel like welcoming vulnerability will allow us to live a life, you know, that's genuinely fulfilling. And just to balance things up, as I usually do on the show, I know there are certain spaces and people who have taken advantage and who would constantly take advantage of our vulnerability. This is where you have to be very discerning of the people you express vulnerability with. Now, you just have to identify the kind of circle you're in and understand the kind of people you're relating with. For me, I've been super blessed to have amazing friends. And when I talk about friends, I have an inner circle of friends. So in as much as I talk to a lot of people and I know a lot of people, there are certain people I am most vulnerable with. There are certain people I can never be vulnerable with. simply because I know they will take advantage of it and they will just see me as, you know, that kind of person. So you just need to identify where you need to be vulnerable. You need to just come to a place where you're very honest about your feelings. And I also feel being sincere about your feelings is vulnerability. If you don't like when someone is doing shit to you, speak up. If someone is getting on your nerves, bruv, don't do that shit. A couple of days back, my younger sister did something to me and it really pissed me off. I really spoke to her from my heart. I was super furious, but I had just had to, you know, I wanted to just walk away and like, yo, let it slide. But I'm like, no, I'm going to express this vulnerable side of me to just tell you how I feel. If someone gets on your nerve, let that person know. If you don't like what's happening, let that person know. If you don't like what, you know, if you don't like how things are, you can change it by expressing that vulnerable side of you, which says, I do not like what you're doing. And if you like what someone is doing, please don't be proud. Tell them, yo, you look good. I love that red dress. I love your lipstick. I love your hair. I love your shoes. Don't be a bitch. Yes, don't be a bitch. Tell the person, bro, those shoes are beautiful. Those shoes are good. I love your cologne. And there's some people that have natural cologne that are just very offensive. So tell them also, bro, you are smelling. Okay, and that might be harsh. But anyways, but just, you get what I'm trying to say. So, you know, it all boils down to identifying where you can just be super expressive about vulnerability and knowing, you know, how to channel that aspect of your humanity in spaces that require that dimension of you. And I'm just going to leave you with this quote, which is from Brené Brown. And it says that vulnerability is the core, the heart, the center of meaningful human existence and experience. So, in as much as you're experiencing a couple of things, I feel whatever happens, be very discerning and where you should be vulnerable. And when you eventually find that space, please go all out and just be as vulnerable as you can. Because if those people truly care about you, they're not going to take you for granted. Remember, be discerning of the spaces to be vulnerable and the, you know, people you're going to be vulnerable with. And once you find that space, make it yours. For me, you know, TLBS is almost like my safe space because there's certain things I'm not the out guy. I'm not, you know, I always like to be reserved. I always like to stay in my lane. I don't overdo things. I don't get on people's nerves. So I stay in my place. And due to that, I let a lot of things slide. I let a lot of disrespect, a lot of insults slide because I just don't want trouble. But in spaces where I can vent and dump, you know, thank God for my friends. I have really amazing friends. Some days back, I called one of them and I was like, yo, babe. And I was just dumping on this lady. And she was just, God, I love you so much. I know you're listening to this. I love you so much. Thank you for always listening to all of my dumping stories and shit, you know. But, you know, that's what friendship is. You know, have amazing people around you. In summary, have good people who you can be vulnerable with. Have people who do not take advantage of your vulnerability. Most especially, just make sure that you're being as human as you can. You're being as sincere as you can with yourself, with your situation, with everything around you. Because it's one thing that makes sure that, you know, life will become more filling and fulfilling for you. And so on this note, I leave you guys, you know, with these words from Adeyinka Black, of course, obviously. And I just want to say, guys, you know, try and explore vulnerability more. It will do you a lot of good than harm. You know, forget about what society has said and painted about vulnerability. I know it's a crazy world, but regardless, we can do better. We can start a trend for ourselves in our circles of, you know, safe spaces, basically. So, thank you, guys. That's the end of today's show and today's episode. Please do not forget you can follow us on all our social media platforms on Twitter. It is at TLBS underscore. On Instagram it is at the underscore Lumi underscore and underscore Black underscore show. Some of these handles, I forget them a lot because there's so many underscores. For my personal Twitter handle or Twitter account, it is @DeyinkaBlack. And for Instagram, it is @DeyinkaBlack. So, thank you guys for listening. I'm super grateful, and I hope you guys had fun on this episode. Please make sure you share this to all your friends and family members and your enemies also. Let's make the world a better place. Please stay safe, have fun, be funky. God loves you, I love you, and enjoy. Bye.
For sure.